good evening from a battle-ready Hutton Orbital. Strap yourselves in, as it's gonna be a bumpy ride. I'm Dangerous Dastardly Dick Chafing, and...
I'm Mother Trucker Rudolph Hucker. It's time to rock on with the headlines.
With all resources, we are ready for war.
Mysterious crop circles in Dorisso. Is it a signal or an elaborate prank?
Commander Alec Turner goes absolutely nowhere in 7 days for charity.
Heroic rescue by Black Sun after Taran Mug blunder.
British Bull Mug? Fake mugs run the gauntlet. After the relative peace of recent weeks with sneaky elections, boom, and expansions, Hutton was accidentally thrown into war as a commander, who will not be named, accidentally went to Steen and worked so hard for Hutton that everyone took mortal offence and challenged him to a fight. He was accompanied by one Buck Naked of Lacon Spaceways, who after failing to defuse the situation, took umbrage at their claims that Hutton truckers couldn't hit a barn from the inside and had about as much chance as winning a war in their lardy lumbering lumps of Lacons as the SDC did of becoming members of the WI and taking up baking delicious cakes whilst knitting natty mug warmers. Having whipped off his belt and lashed out with 15 kinds of Texan yeehaw at the Stein faction representative, whilst holding his trousers up with the other hand, Buck proceeded to promise a Hutton mug to the first commander to hand in 5 million in bonds with a canister of Hutton mugs on board whilst flying a space cow type 7-6 or keelback. The Hutton war machine rumbled into a war footing and pulled on its arse-kicking boots. Who says space cows aren't horny?
Commander Mindwipe was said to be furious this week as his lovely crop of suggestively shaped dome homegrown vegetables were mysteriously interfered with. There are rumours circulating that Thargoid-shaped crop circles appeared in his marrow patch overnight. His pumpkins were rearranged to spell out the word mug, and someone swears that they've seen the face of Salome in the medicinal pungent herb garden. Is there a mysterious alien presence at Dorisso in Colonia? Is the station haunted? Has everyone been at the Onion Head again? Commander Mindwipe has stationed Hutton guards at every entrance to Colonia's largest food supply and checked all of their hip flasks for illicit on-duty gin sipping. With even the fastest shipments of replacement foodstuffs for the Colonia region a week away by Fast Type 9, and everyone really not wanting to eat pot noodles for the foreseeable future, it's important to secure the fresh produce guarded by Hot Coal. Get your lovely bananas, only 5 credits a bunch, 4 to you. Lovely apples and pears, you're not my mum. Is it because I was from Hutton, call blimey governor? And other such words from the market. If you see anyone mysterious hanging around Dorisso, if your egg and cress sandwich develops a tendency to rearrange itself to look like something it shouldn't, if the hops for your brew start creating star maps that point to the Coal 70 sector, please call Hot Coal Central Office urgently, and someone will visit with a PK meter, some Twinkies, whatever they are, and some complicated machinery that involves spectral analysis of your crop.
In a feat of endurance not seen since Antarius last cleaned Cubicle 3, Commander Alec Turner, in the aid of charity, spent 7 hours going absolutely nowhere. He ended where he started. The only way you could tell that he'd done anything at all was the crazy stare in his eyes, the wrist strap for RSI from dodging rocks, and of course, the battered condition of his SRV. Over 1,200 kilometers in a straight line, fully circumnavigating a moon. A few boulder-sized incidents caused some hasty repairs, but at the end of the endeavor, he had survived. He had beaten the rock, and what's more, he'd proved to the flat mooners that celestial objects are indeed spherical. Apart from the ones that are potato-shaped. What's more, commanders wagering on his success or failure have raised a boatload of cash for charity. Mr. Turner, you're as foggy as Phileas, and as Francis as Drake. You grafted like Zeppelin. You did the full faucet.
Hutton's a special place, and it attracts exceptional commanders. Commanders like Taran, a one-man bounty hunting and bond farming machine. Taran keeps Hutton's systems firm in his fist as he's first in the list on every week's Hutton's Top Trucker. Now, pilots like Taran think nothing of handing in 20 million credits a day to Hutton Space. Pilots like Taran outfit a Lacon for combat and shout to one and all, "Come and have a go if you think you're hard enough." Pilots like Taran think nothing of popping to Hutton for a mug. Pilots like Taran realize that they arrived at Hutton and don't have a cargo bay fitted. Pilots like Taran ask for help. Luckily, truly exceptional truckers are there to rescue pilots like Taran. Commanders like Black Sun, who fly to Hutton to get a mug for Taran and wait whilst he goes back for a cargo bay. Taran's good, really good, but Black Sun is an utter Hutton trucker. Black Sun, all we can say is a hearty for the mug.
We have a slight change to tonight's broadcast with some urgent breaking news. We have received news that Cecil's latest gin shipment has had a troublesome journey from the distillery to his secret hidey hole. Reports state that loud cries from Mr. Trumpington were heard repeatedly over the galactic airwaves, bemoaning the inability of trained chimps to shove a thing in a suitably placed orifice. The first signs of paranoia are clearly setting in, with Cecil proclaiming that he'd leave the CCTV on and lie in wait for the delivery hauler to arrive and threatening to infect the pilot with mods if he failed to use the front door. A spokesman for Galactic Mail Order giant Behemoth at their Raxla contact center, based there so none of those suckers can find us, said that in space there is no up or down. Likewise, there is no front or back. It all depends on your own frame of reference. Meanwhile, Trumpington's envoy revealed that Behemoth promised to talk to the delivery pilot regarding Trumpington's forthcoming meat delivery. He branches out now and then. And plant a seed in their heed to pay heed to the mead in the sheed. Sources tell us that there is no truth to the rumour that the Behemoth plan to locate a further contact centre at Hutton because no daft sod would be mad enough to go all that way just to make a complaint.
And finally tonight, the rumours of shipments of Hutton mugs have led Brigadier Riverboat to launch the first Hutton bull mug blockade of Hutton space, with rumours that a huge shipment of fake Hutton mugs... No, not the real Hutton fake Hutton shit tier mugs you've seen recently. The other ones, the really fake, real non-Hutton fake Hutton mugs, are being shipped to the galaxy in December this year. Brigadier Brett Riverboat is organising a blockade the likes of which hasn't been seen since last Cecil tried to get a bit frisky with Lael, or since that last platter of sausages arrived at Hutton and Alvin scoffed the lot. Keep your eyes peeled, Commanders. With the Hutton bull mug blockade, will provide a barrier of truly terrifying proportions to any blockade runners. We will catch those fake mugs. We will smash those fake mugs. And to the mugs that run the mugs, we say, for the mug.
For the mug! So there. For the mug! Ladies and gentlemen, that was the news. And now, let's get on with the rest of the show.